First of all, I'd like to thank all y'all for being out. Thank y'all for coming out to share this moment with me. And after thinking weeks and weeks about the situation, talking it over with my family, talking it over with my coaches, my friends, close relatives, and mainly just talking to God and just asking Him to guide me in the right way and just guide me. That's all I could ask Him, and just keep me under His guidance throughout this process. And throughout the weeks, I mean, I just went through deep consideration, I mean, deep evaluation, talking the whole process out with Coach Johnson, analyzing different strategies and things. So with that said, I decided to skip my senior year to make myself eligible for the 2008 NFL draft. And, I mean, it just came out that I had a great 3 years at Vanderbilt. There's nowhere else I'd rather be in these 3 years. And I just thank Coach Johnson and his staff for continuing to recruit me even when I was committed to Kentucky, and just thank them for allowing me the chance to come in here and help this program and continue to build on it.
We're certainly sad about that, as in a selfish point of view, but we're also very thrilled for Earl. We think it's a great opportunity, and I'm just very pleased with what Earl has gone through in the process, the way he's thought through the whole thing. You know, this is not a spur-of-the-moment decision, and Earl did a fantastic job of weighing all the pluses and the minuses and finding out what was best for him and his family. And, you know, after he's done that kind of process, we feel very strongly about supporting him in every way we can. You know, it goes without saying that Earl Bennett was a fantastic football player for us, a fantastic ambassador for Vanderbilt football. And you go through and you look at, you know, the way he has represented our program in every way. You couldn't ask for any more from Earl Bennett. So we're going to wish him the very best. We're going to help him in every way we can. And, you know, this is one of the great things about, you know, America. You know, you've got choices to make. And, you know, I have no doubts that Earl will be a fantastic football player in the NFL. And I look forward to watching him. You know, I have another excuse to watch NFL football. So I'll turn it back over to Earl, and you can ask him questions, and I'll be available afterwards. Earl?
Earl, what were those pluses and minuses for you after you went through the
process? I mean, just weighing out different options. If I come back, I mean, there's always a risk of getting injured. And, I mean, there's a lot of pluses and a lot of minuses, and I just felt like, just talking to God and just asking Him to guide me in the right way. I mean, I can't go wrong with the decision whether I came back or whether I left. Because, I mean, Vanderbilt's a fine university. I mean, you got a great teammate, great players, and Vanderbilt's going to do big things next year. And, I mean, I just sat and talked to God and just asked Him to guide me in the right way. I mean, that was the ultimate factor.
Earl, what did the NFL tell you specifically, but what your stock was, where you can expect to be drafted and all that?
They came back, and me and Coach Johnson said and talked about it, and we just kind of explained the detail, how specific it was, and that wasn't the ultimate decision that made me forego my senior year. It was just me just feeling like that, I mean, my time at Vanderbilt was up, and just talking to God and praying and asking Him.
When did you start getting that concept in your mind that this might be it for you? Was it during the season? Was it after the season?
Yeah, definitely. It was after the season. During the season, I had no thoughts of the NFL. I just trying to help us go to a bowl game. I mean, that was my number one decision. I mean, I was trying to do all I can. I mean, when I was injured, with nagging injuries, I'm still out there trying to play to help this team go to a bowl game. I wasn't thinking about it during the season. But after the season, I kind of sat down with my mom and dad. Me and Coach Johnson sat down and said, we're going to go through the entire process and the paperwork, and that's when I started to think about it.
Earl, what do you say to those people who say, wow, he had a chance to be the greatest receiver in NCAA history. He was within reach, and he passed that up.
I mean, it's not all about records. I mean, it's about your character, what kind of person you is, and how you carry yourself on and off the field. And I feel like Vanderbilt University and my coaches have helped me a lot mature into the man that I am today. And so hopefully people will remember me by my character and not my outstanding ability on the football field.
Earl, was it tough to tell Coach Johnson your decision?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I love Coach Johnson. I mean, I love him to death. He's been there by my side. I mean, anything I need help with, I mean, he's always helping, whether it's on the field, off the field, in the classroom. I mean, it was a tough decision to tell him because, I mean, I just love being around him. He's a great guy. And I really thank him a lot for allowing me to come here and play.
You look at all the things you've done in the past 3 years. What do you think you're going to remember most about your Vanderbilt career?
When we beat Tennessee. That would probably be the one that I remember the most. I mean, it was a great game. I mean, it's been a couple of years since we beat them. Now, that's probably the thing, the team victory, not just the touchdown catch, but the overall victory.
Well, a lot of times, you know, people cut their hair when it's time to be a professional. Is that
time? No, I actually was going to cut it either way. I just got tired of it. I was ready for a new look. And, I mean, this is the second time I had dreads and cut them off, so it really wasn't a big deal.
Earl, what do the next weeks and months do for you? What do you have to do to get ready to make football a business now?
I mean, just get focused about the whole entire process. I mean, now this process is over, I got to go into a new process. Who I'm going to hire as an agent, getting ready to train and work out. You know, that's the biggest thing. I mean, like I said, the second season in the NFL, everybody wants to see if you can run. Can you jump? Can you lift weights and those types of things? So just preparing myself mentally and physically for that process is the next step for me.
Have you drawn on Jay Cutler's experience in the NFL, trying to talk to him about what it's like to be a pro player?
I actually reached out to Jay about a week ago, and I talked to him about the situation. I mean, we talked through text message, and he told me just continue to believe in God and help God you in the right way, and to just stay focused. And I mean, you can't go wrong with either situation. And so I feel like Jay has definitely been a big brother for me throughout this process, and I really thank him.
From the homework you've done, Earl, where do you feel like you fall in the draft right now?
Hopefully I'm one of the top receivers taken in this year's draft. I mean, I feel like my coaches prepared me a lot to be one of the top players in the nation. And, I mean, thanks for my hard work and dedication and that great coaching, I mean, it really helped me to be one of the top players.
Titans could use it.
Also, I mean, it would be great to come back in playing in the state of Nashville. I mean, play with a guy like Vince Young. I mean, they're up and coming great team. I mean, they went to the playoff this year, so I mean, I'm up for it.
We've all seen it for 3 years. What do you think you have to offer NFL teams?
If they want a great guy on and off the field, I mean, I could provide that. Hopefully I could provide some excitement on the field. I mean, just go out and work hard. A guy that's always willing to take the extra mile to get better.
Earl, Coach Johnson said you're a wonderful ambassador for this university. What would you tell a recruit who's debating on whether to come here to the school? What would you tell them to come to Vanderbilt?
Come. I mean, this is a great university. I mean, there's no other place I'd rather be. I mean, you had a fine institute with great academics. I mean, you have great coaching staffs. I mean, great facilities. I mean, you can't go wrong. And you're playing in the SEC, playing against some of the top players in the nation. I mean, national champion the past 2 years, SEC team. So, I mean, if you come here, you're going to play against the best. I mean, you're going to be on national television, front center. And, I mean, it's a great atmosphere. I mean, Dudley Field, the fans, I mean, crazy. And, I mean, it was a great atmosphere. I mean, come, like I said, Vanderbilt University.
I've been told that your mom was a big fan of getting the degree. How much did you have to sell her on this idea and the rest of your family?
I actually had to sell her a lot on this one because, I mean, that's all she kept saying. I was like, Mom, what you think? Well, just as long as you get your degree, just as long as you get your degree, and I am going to get my degree. I mean, I'm going to sit down and talk with Coach Johnson again and our counselor, Miss Elizabeth, to make sure that I receive my degree within a year and a half.
Earl, what do you think about
and not wait, put off 2 years and try to come back?
How close are you to your
degree? I'm very close to my degree right now. Thanks for Coach Johnson pushing Chancellor Williams to letting us go to summer school. I mean, I really thank that. So
he's very close.
So I hope he continue that up. And,
I'll just let y'all know that last semester Earl earned a 3.25 grade point average. So, he's a serious student, and he's serious about getting his degree.
Definitely.
I take it, Earl, that you won't be in school this semester, though. Is that correct?
I still haven't decided on that situation. I mean, I know school started yesterday, but I had a class off yesterday, and I have class on Friday, so today will probably be my only class missing. So, and I'm going to sit down and try to see what obstacles I had to go through, because I still do want to take classes, try to finish up the spring, definitely.
Earl, Jay had to make the same decision after his junior year, decided to come back and really improve his draft status for the next year. Did you give any thought to that? Did you think coming back for another year could help your status, or do you feel like you've proven all you can prove?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, anytime you can come back, you can always prove your status, especially if you do well. But you have to think about the negative also. If you do come back and you don't have a productive season and you don't meet up to expectation, then you got to wonder, do you fall? And then there's other key turns that plays in. Was he hurt, or could he not play through injuries? And those types of things you have to think about also.
So is it sort of striking while the iron's hot, while you have the opportunity?
Right, definitely.
Did getting to a bowl game next season factor in your decision at all, too?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I wanted to go to a bowl game so bad. I sit on the bench every game just to get that sixth win. I mean, get to a bowl game, that we talked about from last spring up until the first game against Richmond. And we was taking it game by game, and I felt like we was doing a great job, and we couldn't finish, but I wish we could have finished.
What's the first thing you want to buy?
My mama house.
Any other questions for Earl? Let's put Coach on the podium and go 2 or 3 minutes here, and then if you want to talk to Earl's parents, siblings, you can do that too.
Coach, as you all went through the process of applying with the NFL, what was the feedback that y'all got in terms of where Earl might fall?
Well, I don't think that's the important thing. Just like Earl said, that was not the only thing he was basing the decision on. And it was nice to get that information, and, it was helpful. But, we believe Earl is a top-notch football player and can compete with anybody who's going out in the draft, and he's going to do a good job of getting ready to prove that to the scouts when they come around. And we just felt like, Earl, just what he said, the time was right, and, he felt like it was in his best interest to do it. So that was the key factor, what was in Earl's best interest.
Coach, human nature might be for a coach to be selfish in this kind of situation, to overly stress the positives of coming back as opposed to going pro. How hard was it for you to fight that?
Well, it's kind of hard, but we all met as a group, and that was, when you look at a family and you see a family trying to make a decision, you realize that you can't be selfish, and you gotta go what's best for the young man and the family. And it was tough. I mean, for a minute there, we all just had to sit down and say, hey, whatever happens is going to be great. Whether he comes back and plays another year at Vanderbilt or he goes to the NFL, it's going to be great, and it's going to be great for Earl. So we knew we couldn't make a bad decision. So it was a good process. And like I said before, I really appreciate Earl going through that and not just making a snap decision and saying, I can make it in the NFL. He did his homework.
Bobby, you often say you have no idea what the NFL wants. I've heard you say that more than once. But what do you think Earl has that would translate to make him as effective receiver there as maybe he's been there?
Well, just like Earl said, he's a good guy. He's got character. He's got work habits. He's got loads of talent. And I think those talents will come out and be evident to anybody who's going to look in there and look hard to find them. And, for us, obviously, as we looked through, he was tremendous receiver. He was strong, great hands, great after the catch. Knew our concepts, could learn things. You know, I agree with Earl. I think, you know, he can make it in the NFL, and he will have something positive to give to any team.
Coach, what's he got to prove? What's he got to show in combines and one-on-one workouts, that kind of thing, to convince NFL teams of that?
Well, just what Earl said, the things that are measurable. You know, your time, your weightlifting, how high you jump. You know, I think you can look at Earl and see he's a specimen that you don't have to improve too much. You know, he's big and strong. He's tall, fairly tall. So, you know, all the things that they can measure and compare him to somebody else, you know, those things he's going to have to prove. And Earl's prepared to do that, and he knows that.
Coach, last couple of years you've talked about guys who change programs. Jay was usually the spark that. Is Earl fall into that same mold with his accomplishments here?
You're talking about changing the NFL program?
No, changing it.
No, Earl's a huge part of us having a chance to win some of the games, the big games we won, and also the chance that we had to move our program forward. And Earl's done a huge part in moving our program forward, and I think he can help do that in the NFL. He's going to immediately add a lot of class to any team.
Any stories of Earl, notable stories that stick out for you the past 3 years, looking back and you trying to recruit him to where he is today, anything that sticks out in your mind about him?
Well, for a while I thought Earl only knew two words, yes sir. And obviously that's not true. He's very smart. He's a great student for us, but it was just fun to get to know Earl, and that's what you had to do. You had to get to know Earl, and you know, he would talk to you then.
Any other questions? Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you.